Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product, everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, 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 bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, 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 bang. We be dropping. Bang, 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 bang. Just act like you know, and homie, stop.
I can do something. come from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Checkered up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Yeah, the next one's from, first one's from some guy who spells his name in Russian. I can't even pronounce it. And the subject is question from the Russian listener. Hey, Conan, D.I., and JoJo. It's Valentin from Krasnoyarsk, Russia, Siberian city where the slapping championship took place.
Okay. That's awesome.
It seems that every big wrestling period is connected to the overall culture. Characters and storylines should feel relevant to be resonating. So my question is there anything missing from the overall presentation of wrestling these days, especially WWE, that would make it more culturally relevant? I started to listen to Keepin' 100 last year and became my favorite podcast ever since. Now I listen to the earlier shows. The only annoying thing is Kevin Gill's laugh and his voice in general. P.S. I hope this idiot Russian Vids 4 is not really Russian. Nah. Anyways, keep up the good work. Wrestling's not really missing from the overall presentation based on the culture, because like it's kind of resonating from the culture these days, because there's a lot of snowflake culture, and like, you know, a lot of people get offended a lot more easily, and that's the fans and the wrestlers, you know, that, and then we kind of see that as God has creeped its way into the business. And it's just it's, like I said, the culture of wrestling days is that the product and the fans that watch it aren't as tough as they used to be. That's what I would say. What do you think, Conan?
Well, I just think for it to get cultural relevance, then you have to be, you know, doing some of the things that we've seen, you know, WWE do in the past. And one of the thing is that, you know, whether they had very, very cool characters like Hogan, which I never thought was cool. But, you know, for me, they had Macho and Roddy, or, you know, the NWO, which was really cool, or The Rock or Steve Austin. They don't have that cool factor, that cool persona. And, you know, one of the things that they always did, they did, you know, you got to have celebrities or, you know, or what do they call them now? Influencers and shit, you know, somehow giving your product a rub, or you doing something with them, whether it was when they did something with Tyson, or when we did something with Rodman and Malone, or when they did something with Cyndi Lauper. You know, that was all huge mainstream interest that they're not doing right now, I think.
I did read, though, and I don't know if you guys saw this, that they were talking about bringing Eminem onto the Fox show in the fall, that he was going to do a song for the open of the show, and he was going to appear a few times. So maybe that's their shot at that relevance. Even though I don't know how relevant he is anymore, really.
Yeah. So I just think that's going to end. This guy in Russia, what do you do down there? That's a pretty good, you know, writes very good English. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do you do down there in Russia? And yeah, I don't know if Russian Bids is Russian or not, but he's definitely a jackass.
All right. The next one is from Xavier Rodarte, and the subject is Dark Side of Wrestling, Russo Cornette. Okay, first, are you guys digging on that new docuseries, Dark Side of Wrestling? I think it's great because they're at least interviewing multiple sources of the business. Second and main question was, did you see the Montreal Screwjob episode feel like Jimmy Cornette and Russo took over the show towards the end, LOL? Did you watch that one yet, Conan?
I haven't watched that one because I've read so much on it. There's nothing else I'm going to learn. Why, is there something they say that I should know?
Well, it ends up with them just cutting promos on each other like they do online all the time. And I bet the people that produce the videos realize that, like, Cornette and Vince's shit, their angle with each other, it's kind of like more entertaining than like than some of the stuff they're talking about on that show.
So, like, for example, what did they say to each other? Do you remember?
I saw clips. Go ahead, Joe.
Cornette wishes Russo was dead, and he just wants to live long enough to make sure that he can go piss on Russo's grave. It's in his will. Yeah.
So how did this turn from the Montreal screw job into them cutting promos on each other?
They
interviewed these guys and were talking about a bunch of stuff, and this was for the episode, the Montreal Screwjob episode, but they asked him questions about other things footage for other shows. They just turned this show into the Russo versus Cornette. You know?
Yeah, because they had conflicting views of whose idea it was and who knew about it and shit like that. So if the interviewer would say to Russo, hey, Cornette says this. Oh, that's not true. Says the Cornette. Oh, Russo said he came up with it. Cornette. Oh, fuck that motherfucker. You know, that kind of
stuff.
But
let me ask you a question, D.I., because you know I like Vince. But the other day he was in like, I'm thinking to myself, bro, just really still? Like he was complaining still about shit that happened that they said. And I was like, you know, I put on the really Vince, just turn the page. And it just seems like he's really stuck on that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's his own fault because he's got a show called Castrating the Marks where he buries all these guys every week and everything. And then Vince is a typical snowflake. He can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Right.
It's that simple. You know?
But you know what's true, though, is that now that he does Truth with Consequences, he just did a Bruce Pritchard episode. When Bruce or Eric or Tony or anybody does a show about Russo or a Russo-produced pay-per-view, it does the biggest numbers. So he draws for their shows, you know. So
right.
He's still a hot topic of conversation, at least for their listeners.
Yeah. The next one is from Justin Cortinas. And the subject is Tori Wilson and Stacey Keibler and the Nitro Girls. What's up, homies? I love the show always, getting a kick out of these mailbag questions. We all have celebrity crushes growing up, and all of mine's with the women in wrestling, which my wife has no clue about, which is a good thing. My question for Conan and Disco is, how were Tori and Stacey received backstage in WCW and backstage stories about them? Also, whose idea was to have the Nitro Girls during commercial breaks? Any backstage stories about any of those girls, good or bad? Thanks, Justin Cortinas from Grand Prairie, Texas. The girls were they were all well received. I thought, you know, everybody liked them. They went out party with us and everything. They used to go out with us and stuff. And it was Eric's idea to have them during commercial breaks.
Didn't David Flair date both of them, Stacy and Tori?
No, he just dated Stacy.
No. And so the thing that was weird to me, bro, and it just shows you how stupid and sophomoric the top guys could be. They had heat with all the top guys, those two specifically, and the two guys they went out with, Billy Kidman and Flair's son, because they wouldn't date top guys. And they were like, what are you doing dating a young, you know, these underneath guys? And they would, you know, like shoot, you know, just like humiliate them. Like I remember Scott was always destroying Tori. Oh, look at her, the pimples on her face. And what a J-Bron. And, but they were both super cool girls. Stacy had probably one of the most beautiful girl next door looks I've ever seen. I mean, she looked great without makeup because most girls, when they take off makeup, they look brutal. She looked great. And she was super cool. They both are super cool, you know. And like you said, they went out with us. I hung out a lot with Stacy. We went out a couple of times and she was always super cool. Nothing but love for and respect for both of them. But the Nitro Girls, they were all cool, you know.
Yeah.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
The next one is from Graham Boston.
Oh, welcome back.
New Zealand Unabomber.
Yeah, he's in his cubby, in his little bunker. Wherever that was.
With the glasses and the the hoodie.
Yeah, subject is Sid Vicious stories. Hello, Keep It 100. I was wondering if you have any stories of Sid Vicious from your time at WCW with him. Yours, Graham Boston.
I was with the... In 1990, was WCW already that, or were they still NWA?
They changed in 90, yeah. 90, 91, somewhere in there.
So I was there. I was there during that time.
Yeah.
And I remember him backstage always very, very nice guy. I was very mesmerized by him, because do you remember this disco? I don't know if you ever saw this, Joe. Remember that time they had him like on top of like a circular thing, almost like Quasimodo, or he was standing and you could just, do you remember that? They had him like turning on this thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you remember that disco?
Yes.
That was so cool. But anyways, I remember him in the back. Always he had a big box of Captain Crunch, and he'd just be out of the box and just, you know, just a normal guy. But in WWE, it was even funnier, because when I was there at Max Moon, Sheik had lost his towel. And Sid Vicious made a real big deal out of it. Him and Mr. Perfect made a real big deal out of it. And it was hilarious, because he was just, I can't find my towel. And go, oh, shit. Nobody's leaving the dressing room until we find the Sheik's towel. It's okay, baby. No. Nobody's leaving this fucking dressing room. Open up your luggage. I want to see if you have the Sheik's towel. And they made this big thing. And Sheik was like trying to downplay it. You know, they're like, no, right. If somebody stole your towel, we're going to find out who stole your towel. Open up your, it's okay, baby. Is I get another towel? No. And they made this real big deal of it. And I remember Sheik had some heat. I don't know what he did, but he had some heat. And Vince walked into the dress room and they all started chanting to Vince, all we are saying is give Sheik a chance. And it was really funny.
Is that a piece?
Yeah. That's funny. But he was a cool guy. He was a cool guy.
He taught me a little bit about diet. When I would eat with him, if we'd be in a hotel, like eating breakfast or something, he taught me to always eat your carbs first and your protein last. To this day, I've kind of like employed that rule a little bit.
Really?
Like if I have French fries, I'll eat the French fries first before I eat the burger. Salad, I'll eat my veggies first before I eat my meats. I don't know. I've just always done that for 20-something years now. Because
he looked great back then, yeah.
Yeah, looked fantastic. Yeah. Let's see. Next one is from This one's from Adam Hughes.
Yeah.
The subject is social justice warrior hypocrites versus Saudi Arabia. Hey guys, and yes, Conan, before you bring it up, my podcast, It's Hugey, Hello, is available on iTunes and Spreaker, and yes, the highlights from the best interviews are posted on Hugey Entertainment on YouTube. Thanks for bringing that up, Conan. You're a true friend, and I value our friendship.
Listen to the beginning of the show. If your show is brought up again, your email will not be read. Boom. How good of a friend I am.
Anyway, question for Disco. What's your take on how the SAW users are raging offended again that WWE are doing a show with Saudi Arabia again, yet despite this outrage, those exact same SJWs are going to go out of their way to watch every minute of the show again? Do you think we're coming to a time where SJW complaints are falling on deaf ears because of the hypocrisy? P.S. Conan being so high last week that he read the Raw results from the wrong year was hilarious and can be found exclusively on the Keep It 100 official YouTube page. Is that true?
I was in a group message with him and I think Durbin, and they said that we reviewed the wrong Raw, because neither you or I knew it was wrong either. So whatever results Conan went over was like from last year or the year before, apparently. But
are you sure?
Neither one of us noticed. Yeah,
I don't think What did we read? I don't recall us reading anything.
We did a Raw review and Conan went up and down the card. Yeah, the televised matches. So.
Oh, you were reading the wrong Raw.
Yes, that's what they're saying, yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical. Okay, the next one is from Robert Perry.
Well, wait, what's your take on the SJWs in Saudi Arabia?
Well, they're just all – well, the SJW, this whole thing that he's right, they're all just getting drowned in their own hypocrisy. They're having to pick positions that compete against each other. Like the perfect example, like the Lars Sullivan tweets.
Right.
You know, and like the guys had like mental health issues before. Well, he's a racist. Well, so now you have two competing things that the social justice warriors kind of like, you know, are showing sympathy towards, but we want to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's two worlds collide sometimes.
Let me ask you a question. Did you read the things he wrote?
You notice it reads like a typical like Southern redneck guy that grew up around, you know, like a bunch of redneck frat boys. That's what the tweets read like to me, you know?
And what would you do as a company?
They're from a while back. Apologize and see if people forgive you.
Well,
what more can you do? I mean, like, here's the thing with race, with tweets of racism. What can you do besides apologize and say, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Okay, because here's the thing. If we're going to give people a death penalty for racially insensitive things they've said in the past, then what's the point of even having conversations here? All you're doing then is basically saying, okay, here are the racists in this country. They're never going to change. They're terrible people. Let's shun them. Or do you sit there and say, okay, you've said some bad things in the past, probably during a period of time in culture when, you know, a lot of people probably said more things because that's what's happening. People going back from like people's tweets from like 10, 12 years ago sometimes, and they're, you know, there's some insensitive things said there, but back then they weren't insensitive because nobody brought it up back then, obviously, you know, but in today's day and age, you're having to apologize for things you said in the past. The thing is, if you're making these tweets today, that speaks on your judgment, you know, you're the type of person you are in the here and now. If you've got things that you've said from the past, you know, I mean, well, what are we like that? That's the thing. Well, what's the punishment for that? If you come out and apologize and say, and just apologize to everyone, say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. There was a different, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know?
Well, I think they set a standard though, when they released and fired or whatever you want to say Hogan, when his, you know, comments from 8 years before something came out. But here's the other side of the coin is he made the comments, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago and stuff, this Lars Sullivan, right? Well, he's only 30 years old. So you could also say
I heard it was 2014 or 12 or how long ago was it?
I have to look. I heard it was 10 years and then some. Oh, maybe. Like okay, whatever. Years, that's, you know. So, I mean, if you want to say, hey, he was just a dumb 21-year-old, you know, that could be. But I think that with the standards that they set with cutting Hogan, that this guy should probably be fired at least for a little while.
Here's the problem, okay? And this is what happens when people get offended and, you know, it bothers people to read about people like, bro, they don't know who Lars Sullivan is. And here's the difference between professional wrestling is that if you're in the business and you're going to come across this guy at some point, you're going to have a chance to know him personally and make your own judgment about the guy. And you can ask him about it yourself and you can get the honest answer. Bro, all this stuff is played out in social media and the media. We're getting secondhand things from people about, you know, like I judge people. Like here's a perfect example. When these athletes refuse to go to the White House, okay, and I'm like, I don't care who the president is, you know, what is politics or whatever policy is, but you have a chance to meet somebody personally that you've never met in your life before. And he's the leader of our country. It's like, why would you not want to just at least meet this guy, even if you don't like him?
Because he's an asshole.
Let me
just say something. I'm going to say this again, and maybe this time it'll stick into your ignorant head. It's very hard for me to understand how somebody like you, who's white, takes that position and you don't have the empathy to understand. Alex Cora is Puerto Rican, okay? All right, so am I. So this guy went to Puerto Rico. First, he was playing golf when all that shit was going down in Puerto Rico, and he said to the Puerto Ricans, oh, you know, I know that Hurricane Maria hit down there, and you know, here's this golf trophy and dedicated. You know, I got this golf trophy. Take that golf trophy, stick it up your ass, number one. Number two, you don't go to a place like Puerto Rico and then you're supposed to be giving out aid and you're flicking it like you're throwing a fucking three-pointer. It was funny when I saw him do it, but it's also very – that's not presidential, dude, you know? And
wait,
then
you wait a second.
Yeah.
So you're basing the guy on what you've seen in the news. Like you would not want to meet the guy? There's enough of people that speak well of Donald Trump that I would like to make my own personal decision about the guy if I meet him.
I don't need to meet him.
Well, that's your prejudice. You're a complete bigot.
Good. Then I am. I have zero problems embracing that if you think that's bigotry. He's a fucking jack off. I don't need to meet him.
Well, I'm saying you're a bigot.
Not that important to me. Is to you.
The exact same thought process that bigots go through. If you don't want to, hey, why don't you meet this guy? Hey, if somebody says, hey, this is a good guy, he's not a bad guy. Do you like Tiger Woods? Are you a fan of Tiger Woods? Yeah, you fan of Tiger Woods.
I don't like golf.
You don't like golf. Yeah. Are you a fan of Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Belichick, yeah.
Okay, they know Donald Trump, and they think he's a pretty good guy. Based on those guys saying, but that's my point. If you have people that say he's a bad guy and you have people saying he's a good guy, wouldn't you want to make the decision yourself based on your own personal?
No, because I've seen all the remarks that he – bro, I just told you, he went to Puerto Rico and he was fucking giving out aid like he was fucking shooting free throws.
Puerto Rico too.
Did somebody make that up?
We need to build a wall for Puerto Rico too. Yeah. That's what I wish Trump would do.
All right, we got to jump to – I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let's do the next one real quick.
And snowflakes.
The next one, see, Thorne is doing a run-in again. If you guys notice,
this is Thorne. Thorne's over with me. Thorne, stop teach this guy about social evolution.
Okay. The subject from Martin Ramirez. Subject is snowflakes. What's up, Conan Disco Conan JoJo? My question is, who would you consider to be a bigger snowflake? Elected officials who sue parody accounts like Devin Nunes or Kevin Gill? Thanks for the hours of entertainment. You make my Thursdays at work go quicker. Martin Ramirez from Sacramento, California. P.S. KG looks like Sloth from Goonies. I think they're all snowflakes.
I didn't know about this guy suing parody accounts. What's that about?
So there's a parody account. The guy, Devin Nunes is suing Twitter for like some ridiculous thing, like $200 million because of some parody account keeps like insulting him. It's just like, it's only ridiculous, you know, lawsuit, but like, I don't know what they're trying to do. Whatever.
Well, if he's successful, that means that you can sue Twitter too, and so can I.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like, you heard that. No more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your bearded hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why the kit has shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can...
if he's interested.
Yeah, he's interested in that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom. See when Shane wants to come back on, Joe.
We should do an ambush because he buried me.
We should ambush him.
He's probably backstage at WWE right now, so it'd be a good time, right?
Right.
Call him now, see if we get him. He might answer. What time? 4, 5, 6. No, where are they not? Where are they today?
SmackDown.
Where is it? Do you know? I see JR is on a keto diet too.
JR is?
Yeah, it says there's a picture here, and it says grilling up a keto-friendly dinner, and it's those fillets, asparagus, chicken wings.
They are in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, and Jim Ross is neck of the woods. So they would probably be 6:30 there, 5:30, right? That show might start at 8. He might answer. It's probably busy, though. It makes it even better.
All right, let's see.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Hello. Shane?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Shane, I'm ambushing you on the show right now because you have to apologize for the disrespectful tweet that you had about me today. Okay, here, did you see Shane's tweet about me today?
No.
No.
You didn't see this? Okay.
No. I will say this, that today Kevin Kleinrock was on the show, Shane, and he said that Disco is a special needs kid. So just so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. that's an insult to special needs kids all over the world. So I'm going to have to
just say it.
Right.
Entertainment Weekly tweeted, Katy Perry announces new single, Never Really Over. Okay. Shane retweets that and says, hey, At The Real Disco, I found your new entrance song.
That is a good one.
Okay. It has got 460 likes, 26 retweets, and 35 comments. If that's not spreading misinformation and malicious slander, I don't know what is. Shane, I'm going to give you an opportunity to apologize to me right here on the air.
I honestly thought I was doing you a solid because I'm trying to hook you up with a top new song going out. You know, since you kind of stuck in the 70s, I'm trying to bring you to relevancy and to some of your current music. But, you know, I mean, if you want to stay in the 70s, I'll respect that, you know.
Well, this is very disrespectful. It was done intentionally to try to make me look bad, okay? And I see through it, all right? And you can tell by the comments of the fans, they thought it was funny that you embarrassed me like that and made fun of me.
Which just seems like a friendly
jab. Do you think Disco needs my help to look bad?
He does a great job by himself.
See? Exactly.
Shane, I want to give you an on-air invitation to come back on the show and chop it up with us. Is that a possibility?
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. Monday and Tuesdays might be a little difficult.
But you catch me on
a Wednesday, I can probably hook that up for you. Yeah, no
are you in?
Meet you guys. I was hoping we could. I was hoping we got it hooked up in Vegas, but.
Bro, I had to leave that same day, but you did look great in your suit with the socks. I love that. But I had to leave. That day you saw me, I had to leave because I had a TV taping the next day. Believe me, I wanted to watch that Get High, Watch Wrestling with X-Pac. And did you see that?
No, because I had to do the Ready to Rumble watch along that night. I did signing and stuff the next day, so I didn't get to see that. But, I mean, on paper, it sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Did you bury Disco when you were doing that, when he came out in the movie?
No, but as a matter of fact, he popped up on screen, and I got to give him credit. He was looking jacked back in 1999, 2000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were. Yeah.
and he creatively, in a veteran move, positioned himself so that he was in a camera shot a couple of times. I got to respect that maneuver. You got to respect that maneuver.
I've always described my appearance in that movie as background color. Like I was like the guy in the background that you kind of noticed the guy in the background, but I was always in the background. Like, I was a background guy that got noticed a lot. That was my role in that movie.
I mean, do you remember when they did the four corner attack thing on Oliver Platt's character? It was the most unique foursome I think in the history of the business. It was like Hoover Toot, Prince Iaukea.
Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
And Perry Saturn. This is the most unique foursome ever.
That was who was on that panel? Who did you do that with?
It was me, Tony Schiavone, who is low-key hilarious, by the way. He had a couple really good zingers. There was a comedian, and the comedian was pretty funny, but I didn't know his name, and David Arquette.
Oh, wait, time out. I thought, time out. I gotta ask you about this. All right? Somebody
Why do you
text-
have to time out?
No, because I completely forgotten about this. So somebody sent me this is comments of Sean. Okay, tell me if this is true. Okay, this is from Sean Radican Instagram or something. Okay, I'm borderline. This is from Sean Radican. He's one of these internet guys. I'm borderline exhausted. I just watched the Ready to Rumble watch along, and it got super awkward. The comedian made a joke about retards. Shane Helms looked like he wanted to run out of the room at that point. The comedian went on to make a joke about beheading journalists. Things got real quiet for long periods of time, and I was fascinated just watching Shane not want to be there. At the end of the movie, Goldberg comes out, and the comedian goes, "A Jew finally beat a Palestinian. That was something else. Tony was pretty funny the entire time, at least." Is that a somewhat accurate description of what took place there?
I'm not going to say it's inaccurate. I mean, I didn't know the comedian. I didn't know his style at all. I felt like he was just trying to go for shock humor. Like,
right.
He tried to put himself over more than the actual like event. Just one of those type of cats.
Right.
And I was just like, yeah, you know. So he kind of just let him say his Let him say his
does it have heat with you, Shay, does it have heat with you when professional comedians aren't as funny as you and you're like, why does this guy even call himself a comedian?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I know it does. Yes.
I personally thought Shivani was the funniest one on the panel.
Yeah. Shivani's got that dry humor where he just throws in zingers. I was chopping it up with him in the green room. Same place I saw you. Plus, the great thing about that place is, like, here's what I love about that. You literally run into people you have not seen in many, many years, and it's like you never missed a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hadn't seen Ken Shamrock in, like, 15 years. He used to be my neighbor here in San Diego. And I was like, hey, what's up? And I hadn't seen Medusa in a long, well, a lot of people, you know, and you just run into old friends, which is cool.
Yeah, I ran into Tank Abbott. Did you see him at all?
No, I did not see Tank, yeah.
Yeah, I put up a picture on it. It's on my Instagram, and I'm pretty sure it was on Twitter, too, yeah. I hadn't seen Tank since, you know, WCW. It'd been that long since I've seen him, so that was pretty neat. Yeah, I love running into people like Ernest Miller, who's, like, literally one of my favorite people to run into anyway.
Right. He was there, too?
Damn bit. Yeah. It's still as funny as hell.
Talking shit, right?
He ain't afraid to invent some whoppers either.
Right.
He used to always try to tell me and like Stevie Ray, yeah, I had like 30 tackles in one game, and we're like, absolutely, that did not happen. And so the last thing I wanted to tell you, Shane, are you working with Raw and SmackDown? With both?
Yeah, with both.
Okay, so right now you're SmackDown in Tulsa?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, let's get together on a Wednesday, man. We want to have a reunion show and have you on every now and then and just chop it up and bury DI and go over movie reviews, too, and UFC.
That sounds good, man. And this was fake because I never answer unknown calls. And for some reason, I looked at my phone and said, I'm going to take this. And I'm glad I did.
Thank you for answering the ambush.
Yes.
Cool. All right, man. You guys take care.
All right, Shane. Thank you.
Later.
Peace.
People like ambushes.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat? More testosterone? More energy? Better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show, yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
This is awesome. Some guy just started listening to the show and he wrote to me on Twitter. He goes, what exactly is the disco list about?
I was looking through old episodes and it was like maybe a little bit before I started. The disco list was like four things when it first started. Like there was nothing.
What was
on it? It was like Lance Storm. I think Peter Melnick was on in the beginning and something with KG and then one other thing or something. Like there was nothing on it. I was like, wow, like it's really grown. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, are you guys ready for the world infamous disco list?
It's famous, it's not infamous.
Of course.
All right. We're gonna start up with the Canadian contingency. Lord Cyrus of Moldavia.
Still on the list.
So even though he got you work in New York?
Yeah, but he tried to humiliate me again.
All right. Lance Storm.
He's still on the list.
Still a snowflake.
He tried to say that the Global Wrestling Network app like the best of my matches was like just a blank page.
Really?
Yeah, it took a cheap shot at me.
Pause security to the stars, Lazenby.
He's not a security to the stars. He's just a hired goon.
Wow.
He's on the list.
Scott Tuggles D'Amore.
He's on the list. He's another goon, a hired goon for Impact Wrestling.
Like
D'Amore is the guy that people are having. He's the go-to guy. I guess people like we're talking about. I got to talk to Scott about my contract. He's the contract guy there?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I should talk to him about my contract.
He looks kind of like a South Philly type of guy, doesn't he, or no?
He should definitely be wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
With glasses that have like diamond studs in them.
Chris, I just moved into a gigantic mansion, and I have a fish tank that it takes a hydraulic lift to move. Jericho.
He's on the list too because he posted a tweet on Instagram that on Mother's Day and all these kids and stuff, and he had all his kids there to the greatest mom. You know, but he never references that I'm the one that introduced him to his wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there was no credit given to me on Mother's Day, even though there should have been. Okay, when he posted that
he still hasn't apologized.
No, right. Instead he's insulted me instead of praising, you know, thanking me.
Worked at a soup kitchen in Vegas, yeah. And so how about this guy? All around nice guy, Hall of Famer, the babyface assassin himself, K100 Hall of Famer, Ted Irvine.
Ted Irvine? I'm going to try to get him expunged from the Hall of Fame, removed.
Yeah, I don't think that's cool. Rebecca Evers, Landstorm's daughter who threw shade at you on Twitter.
She's still on the list for throwing shade at me on Twitter. Never apologizing.
The North Kakalaki crew, that's Matt Hardy, Jeff Maxell, Wolfgang, Rebby, Senor Benjamin, and Shane Helms.
All those are still on the list, those rednecks. And they're rednecks, they are, for sure.
Wait a minute. Did you see, and I'm sure Shane Helms has seen it. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, no.
Have you, Disco?
Which one?
The newest one, Avengers, Endgame. Whatever the fuck
it's
called.
No, not yet. I got to watch 3 movies before I see that.
All right. Let me tell you, yes, that's what you should do because I read these comics when I was a little kid. Obviously, I don't remember them that well, but... And I went and I saw this movie, which is very long. It was like 3 hours. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And basically you explained to me that there's 11 movies before this that you have to see for you to kind of understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
I didn't, and, you know, it's kind of Game of Thrones-ish in that there's some fucking really impactful shit that's it. And I was like, who's this? Why are they here? How did that universe hook up with this universe? I mean, it had everybody in it.
Yeah. Even Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was in it. The Wasp bitch. The fucking...
Well, don't give me all... I still have to see it.
Well, everyone's
in it. Why are you giving me a bunch of spoilers? I don't care. I'm not going to spoil it for me.
Although, Conan, I did see the trailer for the next Spider-Man movie, which is like the first movie after this Avengers movie. And that looks really good. Yeah.
I saw the one for Star Wars. That looked good. And this is what I don't like. So I went to see that movie, and like now all the commercials are for people that like those type of movies. So there was like a lot of just bullshit animated shit I wasn't interested in.
Yeah.
But I like it like before. Like you'd go to the movies, they show you like a horror movie trailer and a comedy trailer and like trailers of everything. Now it almost seems like whatever movie you're seeing, they just give you trailers catered to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. The big Netflix release last week was that Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron. Did either of you guys see that?
No.
Yeah.
Wasn't good?
No.
Zach, you lost me at Zac Efron.
He was surprisingly good, but it just wasn't very good. I'm starting to think that when a movie goes straight to Netflix like that, the trailers are always amazing. But there's a reason it's not in the theaters. Do you know what I mean? Like it was.
Yeah. That's the scary part about you, Joe, because you're a real big fan of serial killers. And I just feel that if I keep pissing you off one day, you're going to go nuts and you're going to have some manifesto. My name's going to be on it. So I try not to make sure you don't go, you know, Delco Postal over there.
But you could get some press coverage, though. So as long as I name you, right?
Yeah. As long as I only get injured. What else? Jimmy Jacobs, blue fingernails and purple toenails.
They'd be on the list if they were green, yellow, or pink.
Tremendous. Any extra heat because now he has his own podcast?
No.
All right. Mark Madden, and referring to you as Bugle Beak.
It's still on the list for that, definitely.
Vince Russo, his singing, and his Twitter followers.
All those are still on the list, and they're atrocious.
I will say I thought it was hilarious when you played for me the thing where Wade Keller's cutting a promo.
Those are the greatest.
Yeah, they do that on the show a lot, I guess, so that's pretty funny.
The Conspiracy Horseman.
With Stevie Richards, Ben Heyman, Papa Don, and Big Sal, those guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they think Russian Vids is a good source for news, so they're definitely on the list. Yeah, yeah.
Flat Earthers equal flat brain. Yeah. Four of you guys.
Jesus Christ, right?
Pat Simon Diamond, his idea, the reverse battle royal, which is considered by many one of the worst ideas of all time, including yourself, and was voted the worst work match of 2006 by The Observer, and the term Watts approved because you don't think you ever met Bill Watts.
All those are still on the list.
All right.
We should get Kazarian when we can and do a watch along of the reverse battle royal. I think that would be a good move for
That would be a great move.
We should have Pat. So he can explain it too.
Well, he won't even answer the phone. Ever since Notre Dame lost, he's been lost. Ever since that infamous show where he was moving furniture
around. Let's try and call him right now. Oh, call him right now. We record different times here. call him up, Joe. Let's see if we can get him on the phone. Continue with the list while we're doing the
Marcus Everett.
The kid that went flat?
Yeah.
Still on the list. And the only nobody else has been a splat except the guy that fell off the crane.
Ooh. That was hideous.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. That is the only other guy. JoJo, the Creative Control Network, his pro wrestling tea store, and his room.
All those are still on the list. They're atrocious.
Come on.
Yeah, you got mega heat with me for taking down the soldiers or whatever the fuck was up there. You got to own it, bro. Shark Boy.
Oh, God, he's still on the list.
But is there any extra heat because he wore a Pac-Man? His son was a homecoming king and wore a Pac-Man jacket with the tie and everything?
No.
Let me see.
Well, it's not extra heat, but the kid – first of all, the kid – there's no confirmation he's actually the homecoming king. So,
hello.
Is this Pat?
He hung up. Yeah.
Call him again.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Call him again.
He ain't answering.
No,
he will. Call him again.
This was lucky we got through until he found out.
He's never going to answer an unknown caller ever again.
Or no, he must have thought it was you, Joe, for something, and he.
Hello.
Pat, we're ambushing you. Just keep it at 100 with Conan. It's me and Conan.
Why do you guys do that?
Because first of all, we're recording later because Joe has a different schedule, and I know that you can't record in the afternoons, but you can record at night. And we were talking about the reverse battle royal again. Okay, and you always get brought up with this. All right. Well, can you confirm? Is your story going forward that you had nothing to do with that match?
So I did not book the reverse battle royal.
Okay.
Because I wasn't on the creative. I was never on creative.
Yeah, but people, first of all, you know that like, agents sometimes give ideas. A lot of the evidence is pointing to the fact that this is from your came from your mind, the mind of Pat Kenny, the reverse battle royal.
Why would I ever book a reverse battle royal?
Pat, I can't believe that he's bothering you at this time of night just to ask you about that when you've already made it abundantly clear this wasn't.
Shit. You're the antagonist who gets him going to call me to ambush.
Wait a minute.
Who the fuck are you kidding? You sit there on your high horse trying to act like, oh, Pat, you're a big friend of the show. Everything's great. I can't believe this guy would do this. You're the one who fucking suggested it.
Have a little bit of heat with me because you wouldn't answer after Notre Dame lost, and you had to take it like
there you
a
go. Right.
No. I told you. I mean, guys, I got, you know, I can't sit around all day waiting for phone calls.
Let's put you to use. You kind of okay. It's back to you. You're useless on this whole thing with the reverse battle royal. You're not owning up to it. You're being dishonest. But let's go. We're just moving forward. We were going to bring you on When we had John, we had a former professional baseball player do our preview show.
Tell him who it was.
Yes. Josh Towers, my friend here from Vegas. He's a VSIN network. He had some good picks. First of all, he said Minnesota is going to win that division. Okay.
Minnesota.
He likes the Phillies to win the World Series. So get you on. You're getting lucky because it's a month into the season. Let's give your picks. Let's hear your picks for each division. National League.
Okay, so hold on. First of all, remember the day you and I talked and you were like, yeah, I want to hear about teams that are going to underachieve. And who did I tell you would underachieve?
Right. Teams are going to underachieve and overachieve. Who'd you say?
Who did I say? Do you remember?
I forget. But okay. I guess you'll be honest in your answer here, though. Who'd you say?
Yes, Boston. I said Boston because
They're on fire.
It doesn't matter. They're still going to underachieve.
I just
for them, underachieving would be.
You're a real hater, bro. See that?
No. Listen, that's
only come from a New York Yankee fan.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to accept that criticism. It's biased. It's jaded. It's tarnished.
Run your starters out there in the postseason as relievers and then expect that everything's going to be hunky-dory. It doesn't work that way.
Well, we weren't hitting either, and we're hitting now.
You can't ask pitchers to do things they don't normally do and expect everything to be fine. It doesn't work that way. You got to pay the piper, and they're going to pay the piper this year.
Okay, so are you picking the Yankees, yes or no?
Half of your team hurt. So.
Are you picking the Yankees?
I mean, how could you not? They're a half game out, and look at the lineup. It's ridiculous.
You're worse than the Notre Dame, Mark. Okay.
You
win that division because you're going to hear.
I couldn't tell you half the guys in this Yankee lineup, and they're a half game out at first.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Right, I mean, American League Central.
I liked Minnesota. I did not. I liked them to make the playoffs. I didn't. I got to stick. I'll go through who I would have picked. Who my thought was before the season started. Cleveland.
Okay. National League, American League West. Houston, for sure.
Houston. Layup.
National League East.
I like both Atlanta and Philly. I can't remember who I like to win.
Probably Philly, but let me tell you this. Well, let me tell you, Atlanta's made a crucial error right now because they're not getting these games back. They're trying to run without a closer right now. They lost their closer for a year. Kimbrell is sitting out there unsigned.
Right. Yeah, so why haven't they signed Kimbrel?
I don't know.
He wants too much money. That's why.
You got to pay the piper sometimes, man.
Yeah. No. I think I want to say Philly to win it, but Atlanta will be definitely a wild card team.
Okay. National League.
Atlanta is definitely the team of the future, right?
Here's the toughest one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
National League Central. This is definitely the toughest call. This is definitely the most competitive division by far. I'll tell you, Josh Towers' pick. Josh Towers says St. Louis is going to win this division.
Yeah, it's either St. Louis or Chicago. I mean, both teams.
I picked Chicago, I think. Did I?
I want to say I probably was leaning towards St. Louis and had Chicago as a wild card.
Okay. National League West. Dodgers.
Layup.
Wait, this was Josh Towers' hottest take. Josh Towers said that the Colorado Rockies is going to win that division. That's still up in the air because they got off a cold start, but that's what he said. His two outside-the-box picks were Minnesota to win the Central and the Colorado Rockies to win the West, right? So,
okay, let me ask you something because I know you have zero heat with this team. How great are my Padres looking for the near future?
I mean, they surprised everyone when they got Machado, and they're young.
Right?
And
they have the best farm system. Farm system in baseball.
They had a really good young pitcher. Lucchesi's really good.
Well, you should have the best farm system in baseball when you have the number one pick for five straight years.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You better not mess that up. But they're absolutely they're trending up. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
All right. So this segment was a little surprise segment. We called you right in the middle of the disco list. So this is your last chance out here. Say anything derogatory about the Boston Red Sox that you feel free to say, and then Koenig will have a rebuttal.
All right. I said that they would underachieve this year just because, you know, that jackass core ran everybody out there in the postseason as a reliever instead of sticking to the people who brought you there.
By the way, Conan thought was happy that the core and stuff and everything did not go see President Trump. We had a big argument about this.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
What do you have to say about that?
Now, Conan, let me ask you why you're supporting, why you think that's a good idea not to go see the president when he invites you to the White House.
Because I told Disco that when that shit went down in Puerto Rico, he was out playing in a golf tournament. And he was like, yeah, Puerto Rico, you know, I just send you this golf trophy, you know, and I hope everything's okay. He was like, bro, take the golf thing, stick it up your ass. Then when he did go to Puerto Rico, he was handing out aid. If you remember, he was fucking giving the paper towels like the guy was throwing a 3-foot jump, you know, three pointer.
Yes.
But yeah, which I thought was very disrespectful. And I just think I think his tweets are funny. I think he's a master troll. I'm super impressed that he stayed in the presidency this long, as much shit that he's done and as much as the Democrats hate him. But he's a fucking jack-off. That's all there is to it. And I'm not a Democrat.
But why would you not want to meet the guy? He's a WWE Hall of Fame.
He's a man. That's my only thing is that's a once-in-a-lifetime. That's like a bucket.
Yeah, you meet the president of the United States.
Yeah, if you're a white guy, it is. If you're a white
No. But anybody who could say, you know, I went
Barack Obama was an African-American. I want to meet him, too. Here's what I want to do. I would love to play a round of golf, even though I'm not good at golf. I'd love to play golf with Donald Trump because I think he probably cheats. I would love to drink beer. I would love to sit on a Thursday afternoon during the NCAA tournament when they have all the tournament guys. I would love to like watch those games with Barack Obama and like drink beer and watch the college basketball tournament with him. I don't know why anybody would want to try. You try to tell me that there's not common ground between you and another human being that you've never met that you would want to meet a very important person like that? How do you know? What if you guys became best friends?
I don't really want to spend the time to find out. I'd rather just not be friends. That's all there is to it.
So let me ask you this. If you had to vote right now for a candidate in 2020, who would you vote for?
For nobody. I don't trust politicians. None of them get anything done.
Well,
of course.
But okay, I'm gonna throw a name. I'm gonna tell you a guy I like.
And just so you know, one more time. I'm apolitical.
Pat likes Mayor Pete. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
No, I'm going to tell you why I like him.
That's 100%. Please, come on. That's 100% why you like him.
Listen, there's one human being that if I ever saw him on the street, I'd headbutt him right in the forehead and knock him out. Ooh. And that's Bill Maher. I can't stand him. He is the most smug, condescending asshole on the face of the earth.
Yeah, but let me tell you part of the thing with Bill Maher, and this is why I listen to Bill. I listen to Ben Shapiro every day, and I listen to Bill Maher on the weekends. Bill Maher actually has Republicans on a debate. You can't even find any other left wingers that do that.
Listen, you have to remember, I live in a section of the United States where I am surrounded by people by smug progressive elitists who believe that because they're higher educated than everyone else, that their opinion matters more and they're going to tell you how to live your life. I am surrounded by these types of people and it's brutal. So I look at him as he's like the king of the progressive elites. Anyway, so I get home late one night, I'm flicking channels and shows on and I see Mayor Pete. And I was like, you know, I've heard some good things about this guy. I'm going to listen to him. So Mar starts firing off on him about religion. You know, well, you know, we believe in science and I can't, you know, I don't understand how people, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, you know, Bill, I'm sure you have it all figured out. And right when he said that, I was like, this guy gets it. And then when he said, so Bill Maher asked, he says, why do they hate us? And he said, well, here's the problem. A professional from the Northeast comes into the Midwest or the South to get his gas pumped from a guy who's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And he tells that guy wearing the Make America Great Again hat, you're voting against your economic interests. And then the guy that Make America Great Again hat looks at him and says, no, you're voting against your economic interest. Basically meaning the progressive elitists of the world have now believe that because they're more educated than the rest of the world, they should be the ones who tell everyone how to live their lives. And I'm surrounded by these people. And
well, feel like the dumbest guy in the room, don't you?
No, absolutely not. Because I'm just like, somebody once said this about David Lee Roth, and I thought to myself, God, that is a great quote. Someone said, the true genius of David Lee Roth is that he's dummied it down so everyone can understand it. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That's the way wrestling used to be. It dumbed down so everybody can understand it. Now it's all confusing.
Oh, my. Don't even get me started.
All right. Well, let's finish. Pat, thank you for letting us interrupt your probably. I hope you were eating dinner and we interrupted your dinner. Okay.
I wasn't actually.
Oh, well, that's
I'm just glad that this time you weren't moving around furniture. That was
all right, Pat.
Well, when you're in real estate, like,
yeah, you do what you got to do.
Yeah,
if you got to give a guy a hand job, you give him a hand job. You got to move some furniture. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Remember this number that we called you from, because we're recording for the next few weeks on Monday nights now, so we may have to try to ambush you again and try to get you on here. And
now I'm aware of the ambush, so now it's not an ambush. But I can see how all this is concocted, because I know it's just not you. I know that, you know,
I have nothing to do with this.
Who's trying to wear the white hat all the time.
Well, Simon, I wouldn't do that, too.
Okay, let Pat go and let's finish the disco list.
Let me ask you this question. Disco, yeah. What's the feeling on Georgia this year, and how big is the Notre Dame Georgia game? How big is the hype right now for the Notre Dame Georgia game?
Nothing. I'm not tuned into college football yet. I'm not tuned. I haven't really seen yet. See, you're just trying to do what you try to do. You try to bully Notre Dame football talk into the segment. I'm not going to have it. We'll talk about. We'll have you on for a scheduled appearance so I can have my statistics ready to show that Notre Dame is irrelevant, and we'll have that discussion.
They're irrelevant. They're going to be a preseason top 10 pick.
We'll see about that. I hope they're not. I hope they stink again.
Do you know right now what the hottest ticket? The highest selling ticket is on the black market in college football.
What?
Notre Dame, Georgia.
Well, that's because the Georgia fans have a lot of money and they pay.
Okay.
It's true, though. No, so seriously, the Georgia fans pay, and then they travel too. They travel too.
Well, Notre Dame fans don't travel.
Yeah. Well, they eat up those tickets. So, all right. Goodbye, Pat. We'll ambush you again at a later date.
Yeah, you're still a moron. I want you to know that.
Edit this out. Do not air this.
No, absolutely not. And you know what? I don't give a shit if I'm still on the fucking disco list. I hope I remain permanently on the disco list.
This is blasphemous. This is very disrespectful talk. Get rid of him, Joe. All right? I'm not going to have somebody come on here and disrespect my disco list.
It's moronic, and you're a moron. And a louse.
Cheap shots. Goodbye.
Okay. Raven.
He's on the list.
His stand-up comedy.
Terrible. Still on the list.
Joy DeFalco.
And it's very hopefully people tell him that we're burying this comedy, because hopefully he has a hard time dealing with that.
Right. We got to bring him on the show. We haven't had him in a while.
Yeah.
Joy DeFalco.
That little son of a bitch, he's still on the list.
The Burning Man man.
The guy that got messed up on fentanyl, bath salts, and flaca at the Burning Man Festival and thought he was the Burning Man ran to the bonfire and burned to death.
Yeah, and shrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Let me go back one to Raven. So you're producing his show too, Joe?
No.
Doesn't he have like a new co-host?
Yeah. Rich Bocchini. Is that his name? MLW?
Who?
He's the guy. He's the MLW announcer, for God.
He's doing a podcast on the MLW. Was that his condition of being on the MLW network? Is getting their, like, using their talent?
No, I heard Busby couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, all right. Let's continue with the list.
Jay George.
He's still on the list. Does he have a promo?
Nothing from Jay George. I guess he's still busy with Oriental Wrestling Entertainment,
he's
right?
He's still in China? Wow.
All right.
Mitch Valentine.
He's still on the list.
We do have a Mitch Valentine interview, yes.
Yes. All right. It's Brutal Bob Evans. Let's hear this crap.
That's the first time Disco has buried something before seeing it.
I posted it on Twitter.
I haven't seen it, though.
All right. Here we go. Good start.
I'm a very busy, good-looking man, and I've got some appointments to get to, so we're going to make this pretty quick. Disco and called me a bum, but I make more money than you do. And I already challenged you to a dance-off, and you have said nothing. But last week on Keeping It 100 with Conan, Kazarian said, and I quote, Mitch Valentine, F that guy. F that guy? How about that guy? Mitch Valentine will F you up. Ooh. Frankie Kazarian, you might be representing SCU, but I'm representing Northern California, uncensored, NC. Because I'm the greatest Northern California's ever seen. And if you're the best Southern California's ever seen, then how about Frankie Kazarian versus Mitch Valentine? Name the date, bitch.
Wow, we have to play that for Frankie Kazarian when he's on the show.
Got heated.
So let's—the only redeeming quality that I see in Mitch Valentine is that he was originally on our show because he was burying KG.
Right.
Right. So would you consider? Would you say that's his good quality?
Yes, great quality.
Excellent quality.
Right, Mike Beltran's mustache.
Hopefully Jack Swagger will yank that thing off him.
Yeah, I hope that's the first of many confrontations between them two.
Yeah.
Jeff Lane's room.
With all the toys?
Yeah.
Still on the list.
What do you think are the chances Jeff Lane and Joe have had fig bats together with their toys and shit? Or minimal. Brought them over to meet each other, at least.
They haven't met. They might meet at Starcast or someplace. Who knows? Somewhere.
Too many miles apart. I mean, what are we going to do?
Play with the toys.
He wouldn't even drive to meet that girl that time, remember?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a girl now.
Yeah,
Kevin Kleinrock's triple. An arrow. Lucha.
Still on the list. Terrible.
Ryan Sand and his girlfriend, Erica Steiner.
Still on the list.
Russian Bids.
Oh, God, Russian is forced out of the flat. Yeah. He's still on the list.
Terrible.
And he talks about it. He talks about us on his podcast that he does something. And he tweets it out, you know.
Hughesley.
Still on the list.
Independent New Japan Mexican and Women's Wrestling.
All those are still on the list.
Seth Rollins' knee.
Still on the list.
WWE Creative.
God, it's still on the list.
X-Pac.
He's still on the list. Still. We're going to see him in StarCast, too.
Yeah. The Meltzer rating system.
It's on the stars.
Yeah.
It's on the worst.